I think there are two main challenges. The first one is to try to have a better coordination among all the different churches, or communion, if you want. We are in communion, but every church is working by itself. We want to have a better coordination and to give to our flock, to all the Christians, not just the impression, but to give the testimony of unity and coordination, because this is what is needed now.
When you're talking about the various different churches, you're talking about the various Catholic churches, or also the way they work with the Orthodox and with the other Christian churches?
No, first of all, among all the Catholic churches, there are many different rites, different traditions within the same Catholic Church, not just the Latins. There are the Melkite, Greek Catholics, there are Syrian Catholics, the Maronite, and many others. Of course, also with non-Catholic churches, we have to coordinate better. But first, the first step is to have a better coordination and communion among all of us. The other challenge is to give a word, a clear word, to our Christians concerning our life among non-Christians, Muslims mainly, because Middle East is mainly a Muslim world, and here in Israel, Israel.
How do you see the churches working more actively together and more constructively together?
First of all, to meet regularly and to share the problems, to coordinate the activities, not to have double and triple channels of communication, to have a better communication and common activities. We, in many fields, we can have common activities, schools, pastoral activities, pastoral councils, and pastoral decisions, coordination among the different parish priests, concrete aspects that give the clear testimony to all the Christians, Catholic Christians, that we are one church that is working, we are all working together in this special world.
And as far as interfaith dialogue goes, what do you see as the big challenges there? And you are in a particular context here where you have a large Jewish community and a large Muslim community where Christians are quite a small minority.
If we talk now about Holy Land specifically, this is one of important issue we have to face. There is a way to be Christian in Israel. There is a way to be Christian in Palestinian Authority, where the Palestinians are the Muslims are the majority. It is true that the conflict is taking a lot of our attention and also our tensions. But it's also true that we cannot stop our discussions, our reflection only about the conflict. There is a society, there are almost 6 million Jews in Israel, and with them we have to open a dialogue, coexistence. I have to say that most of the Christians, they are already, the normal people, I mean, they are already doing that. Maybe we as church are responsible, we have to start doing to have a better, normal, regular relations with the Israeli authorities and also with the Jewish leaders of Israel. And the same also with in the Palestinian Authority. The Christians already from centuries are living together with the Muslims, sometimes pacifically, sometimes with tensions. Now, these two elements, peaceful relations and sometimes tensions, are still coexistence. And so we have, as a responsible of the Christian community, to stress how important it is to live peacefully with a Muslim community and try to solve peacefully as possible the problems that we'll raise.
Now, there's an initiative that has been proposed, and it's called the Kairos Project. Could you give us a little bit of information about that? Many people aren't aware of what it is.
Kairos document is a document that is not a church official document. It's a result of reflections of some Christian leaders and also Christian lay persons that they want to have. They had a reflection, spiritual reflection, based on the Word of God, the Bible, and also the and and the situation, mainly the conflict and the occupation. They want to try to give some guidelines for the behavior of Christians in this context, also concrete, sometimes some political guidelines, so what to do and how to behave in this situation. It is a document that has had a lot of reactions, positive, also negative reactions.
And within the Christian community itself?
Yes, outside the Christian community, also inside the Christian community. For some of them, it's too political. For others, this is a document that represents only the Christians in the Palestinian territory, not at all the Christians in Israel, of course. And since it touches also political aspects, the reaction is also political sometimes.
If I recall correctly, it's also calling on people to divest from interests in Israeli companies or companies that deal with Israel.
Yes, these are the political consequences. BDS, these are the boycott, diverse, and S, I don't remember. They also invite you to take some concrete steps against this occupation that are they are questionable. You can agree or don't agree. For that, the political, the religious leaders don't like to talk too much in order not to be involved in these political decisions. But this is important document and questionable, of course. But in any case, that cannot be avoided. We have to take it into consideration.
Some people I've been speaking to in the Holy Land have expressed discomfort with openly criticizing the Israeli government or criticizing Israeli policy, saying that they could suffer consequences such as their visas won't be renewed and so on. I mean, is that a real concern for religious here?
The problem of visas is a problem that from time to time is raised. I have to say that recently we had some revelations that I think will solve, at least for the time being, the problem of visas. I think that the religious authorities should be very clear to say the things as they are and not to be afraid of possible consequences. But it's also true that it's always very easy to criticize the Israeli government. Sometimes it's too easy. It's the usual tradition, traditional way. The reality is much more complex. There is not just one problem, one side, and the others is easy. So we have to, maybe we have to talk a little less and about this situation that are very complex and they don't have easy solutions. But when we have to talk, we have to be clear and say what we think, at least in conscience, is the truth.
There have been some expressions of disappointment that perhaps not more Jewish representatives are invited or will be participating in extra synodal activities. What do you have to say on that?
I tend to agree. I was not involved personally indirectly in all the organizational activities, extra activities in the synod, but I have to see that most of the activities are related to the Christian communities, of course, the Palestinian Arab worlds, and very less with the Israeli worlds, also from the cultural point of view. I understand a little this because most of the church is composed by Arabs, so they tend to present their reality, but it's also true that most of the Arabs, the Christian here in Holy Land live in Israel, so a little more attention should be paid on that. And I have to see that it is true that the Israeli perspective is not well represented in this aspect.
Some of the bishops have confided to me that they're concerned about the synod perhaps being politicized in some way. Are you concerned about that?
To be sincere, I don't know exactly. I don't think so. I think, at least what I see, I perceive here from our discussion among the religious authorities here in Holy Land, I don't see any tentative of politicization of the synod. The synod is first and foremost a religious and ecclesiastical meeting, and we will focus on pastoral problems, educational problems concern our Christian communities that are first and foremost religious problems. That, of course, we cannot avoid to touch also social aspects of the life, a political aspect of the life, because we are not living on the moon. We are living in the territory. But the political aspect will be a side aspect, not the central focus of the synod.
My final question is that many Christians in the Middle East, including in the Holy Land, have problems that many of us face throughout the world: housing, jobs, schooling. I know that Franciscans in the Holy Land are very involved in all of those. Are you able to meet these needs of the local Christian community in a way that you think is that you're happy with?
All the churches are involved in supporting concretely and socially also the Christian community, housing projects, schools, job creation, and so on. But we cannot have enough resources to do to answer all the needs of the Christian communities. And also, I'm wondering if this is what we have to do. I don't think this is the should be our first activity. We cannot close our eyes. They don't see the needs, concrete needs of the Christian communities. And it means that we have to do something, but we cannot pretend to do everything. We have to, first of all, to educate our Christian community, to help themselves, to have the skills, to have the tools in order to support themselves and to help, of course, but we cannot be the welfare for the Christians.
One last question, I'm sorry. The role of women in the church, you're very enthusiastic about what women can and are contributing to the church.
Yes, in Middle East, at least here in Holy Land, I see that the women, the nuns, for instance, are doing a wonderful, indispensable activities here in Holy Land, not just for Christians, even for non-Christians, Muslims. And the nuns, the women, are able to enter in the families, in social activities, much more than any other priest or man. And what they are doing in social activities, but mainly within the families, the relation woman to woman, is wonderful, indispensable, and I think that the Christian presence, the Christian character of the Holy Land is kept, maintained, and respected. I want to say mainly because of the activities of these nuns.
Do you think the church, priests, bishops, listen to the voices of women enough?
maybe it's not always enough. I understand. You know, the everyone tends to live in his own context and see his own reality. But when you open the eyes, you go concretely on the ground or territory, you see that in these families, on these quarters and these activities, these poor, when you need to do something, you need to ask the nuns to proceed and open the way.